The World Health Organization is warning that efforts to combat malaria have stalled. It estimates that there were 5 million more cases of malaria in 2016 compared to the previous year. And it says a lack of funding is preventing progress. Sarah Sedgie reports.
The WHO's malaria strategy aims to reduce cases and mortality rates by 40% by 2020. But the United Nations Health Agency says if efforts continue as they are now, that target won't be reached. Without adequate funding to combat malaria, it warns the world risks going backwards on the progress that's been made so far. Professor Stephen Rogerson is a malaria researcher with the University of Melbourne.
The amount of money available to actually support control programs delivering things like bed nets and anti-malarial drugs has gone down, and it's currently estimated to only be about 40% of what is really required to make progress. But there's some other worrying issues that are particularly relevant in our region, which relate to resistance to anti-malarial drugs and also the ability of the parasite to not be picked up by the current tests we use to diagnose it.
The WHO's 2017 World Malaria Report estimates there were 5 million more cases of malaria last year than the one before, which means the death toll in 2016 was about 445,000 people. It says the global malaria response is at a crossroads and hopes the international community will heed the warning. The funding needed to respond to the disease is used for preventative measures and treatments. Professor Julie Simpson from the University of Melbourne has worked on malaria research for 2 decades and has advised the WHO on treatment guidelines.
Like with all diseases, it's a multi-pronged approach. We need good effective drugs, but then we need preventive measures like bed nets for children and pregnant women who are most vulnerable populations. We should reach them first to sleep under. And also, I think a lot of the time that gets overlooked is the importance in a lot of these regions of the village health worker. So just education and training of those health workers to be able to detect malaria and then go in and give the right treatments is really important. And I've worked on a study in the Thai-Burmese border that showed that actually just setting up these malaria posts in very hard to reach border regions and training and getting people constantly tested for malaria and having effective drugs actually had a big impact on the number of cases we saw.
It's an approach that has also had success in Cambodia, as Graham Brown found. He was recently there carrying out research for the United Nations Office for Project Services. He has also been a chair of the WHO's Malaria Vaccine Advisory Committee.
Where I was in Cambodia, it was very good to see how they've established a system of village malaria workers who are able at the village level to diagnose malaria, then treat and then report back in order to look at the national figures and the national standards. And in fact, in our region, there great progress has been made in many countries, but also in some of the regions we're not moving nearly as fast as we would like to, such as in countries like Papua New Guinea. I think the report really speaks to the major problem of malaria in Africa and countries there where there has been a resurgence.
He adds that it's clear what needs to be done and that more funding could make all the difference.
I think we know what can work, and countries that have now eliminated malaria have applied those strategies with success. And of course, a good example in our region would be Sri Lanka, where they had malaria for a very long time. They had a program to eliminate malaria, which was almost successful, but then money was withdrawn and malaria came back with a vengeance. Now, more recently, adequate resources have been given in Sri Lanka, and they've eliminated malaria completely, and they've been completely malaria-free. And I think it's a very good example of what can be done when resources are applied and followed up and continued.
Professor Stephen Rogerson from the University of Melbourne says prevention and the ability to diagnose and get treatments for patients is critical in minimising the number of malaria cases and the harm it causes.
A lot of people live in places where the health systems are quite rudimentary. There's a fairly short gap between when a small child becomes sick and when it can actually develop a life-threatening form of malaria. If a mum, you know, takes a young child to a clinic and they don't get the anti-malarial drug and they have to go to a second clinic, for example, to be treated, that could be the difference between life and death. So making sure the drugs are out in the community and making sure the children are protected in the first place by bed nets is really what's essential to help bring down the burden of malaria death.
Professor Stephen Rogerson from the University of Melbourne, Sarah Sedgie, our reporter.